Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of Coach's Corner. I am your hostess, Kiashana LeCount-Burrell, here today with my colleague, Ankit Shah, from the Bill and Susan Lota of the Bill and Susan Lota Office of Alumni Career Management. And today we are talking about keeping connected over a distance during this time of social distancing. Ankit, would you like to say hello to everyone?
Yeah, hello, everybody.
Let's go ahead and get started.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming and, you know, listening to this wonderful podcast. And thank you, Kia, for welcoming me. And I'm very excited to share that I had an opportunity to read this great Forbes article about how do we help each other and our teams stay connected, even though, you know, we are supposed to be keeping ourselves distanced physically. So there are some key points that I really appreciated that I want to share with all of you, and then I'll be inviting my colleague for a conversation. So as we think about us being humans and needing connections and relationship building, which we do really well in person, but now due to this epidemic, you know, we all are asked to work remotely.
Right.
So what do we do to still keep that connection and keep us engaged? And keep our workflow moving in a positive manner is through virtual meetings. So how do we do that in a most productive way? Because, you know, what this article talked about, and I definitely agree with, is, you know, humans are definitely social beings, and we, you know, need to stay connected and understand each other and, you know, have those relationships in time to time. So now that we are all working from home and don't have those, you know, impromptu opportunities, whether it's like just outside of your office or, you know, in the hallway, where we're just talking to each other to build that social network and just be engaged with our colleagues, we need to be more intentional. And how do we be more intentional in that? So my colleagues and I earlier talked about starting with what's important is how do we create more intentional social virtual opportunities, right? And so what do we do? So we're fortunate in our space and in our organization, we have recently just started online virtual lunch meetings where we just gather and give each other updates and what's going on and, you know, reconnect and build that relationship or keep that relationship going. So I appreciate that. But in addition to that, what this article talked about was, you know, when you are starting to schedule virtual meetings only, they are a little bit different and sometimes challenging than in-person meetings. So first point is we do have to be more deliberate in our content and how the meetings are going to flow, right? Because you can't just fly off and just say things, right? Because you have these individuals sort of connecting virtually, because in person, you know, you can go off a little bit, you know, because you have those side conversations that you may not get to have them online. So being more intentional, having the agenda ready, being forward thinking, and knowing your time, right? Because you also have to be mindful of the platform that you're using, you know, because sometimes you only have a limited amount of time on that platform. So how do you be concise and to the point? So that was sort of point number one. The other point that the article talked about was there needs to be a different approach to how we're delivering our information, right? So or we all have in some capacity in our organizations into large staff meetings or even medium-sized staff meetings. Well, even in those meetings, sometimes, whether we want to agree with this or not, we lose attention, right? Virtually, it's even more challenging. So what this article really stated that I appreciated is, how do we now start thinking about having smaller team meetings, small group meetings, so everybody can have a voice and opportunity to, like, contribute and share their ideas, and then, you know, they feel like, okay, they are being part of this productive workforce, or they're helping their organization or their department, right? So I'm not saying that you have to be completely away from all the large teams. They can still happen. It's just it's so much more challenging. So how do we create different opportunities so employees can continue to stay engaged and feel like they're being valued and their ideas are respected? And so I think this different approach to delivery can certainly help in that space as well. And then last but not least point that this article made was, how do we facilitate online conversations, right? Because once again, in person, you can kind of have some side conversations depending on what kind of meetings there are, or even, you know, in the hall or what may have you. But online, you have to be more intentional and invite others ahead of time. So let them know that you want them to engage and participate, right? And you want this to be a fluid conversation or conversations. So let's think ahead of time. At what points can you say, hey, can you come in to this part and share your perspective here? So that person may need to know that ahead of time, depending on the individuality and the personality, right? So, but you have to think of that ahead of time versus in person, you can do that in that moment, right? And so, and then many times in online spaces, you want to have not just one facilitator, but sometimes more than one, right? Because then you hear different perspectives and even different point of voice, different identities that you don't get sometimes on online spaces, right? And it helps you stay engaged a little bit more and hear that perspective, right? And that person and that engagement. So I thought those were some really great points that this article made. So just to kind of sum up, like importance of, you know, that deliberate content and make sure that we're flowing in that conversation, right? And planning ahead. Different approaches to how we want to deliver that information or that content to our audience. And then having more facilitators engaged so then people tune in and they don't tune out. And, you know, and that continued flow of engagement and conversation. So those are the pieces that I wanted to add, but now I definitely want to invite my colleague to come in and, you know, share her thoughts. So what do you think, Kyo?
Sure. I thought that a lot of those were very good points. There were a few things that I wanted to add that I think would also be very helpful in a time like this or a situation like this. One of them kind of harkens back to what you said about intentionally looking for ways to connect with your team, whether that is in a small group meeting or checking in one-on-one with your supervisor, that sort of thing. We are very lucky in this office to have a step prior to what's going on now. We had established times where we had one-on-ones with our supervisor every week. And that is something that is, I think, very, very helpful and beneficial. But oftentimes, people, especially if they're part of a larger team, or maybe their team is not quite as close-knit with the work that they do, don't have that opportunity. And so I think that one thing that managers could do or teams could do to really help maintain that connection and maintain that flow of communication would be to maybe set aside, not necessarily set aside a one-on-one every week, because maybe, you know, all teams don't function like ours, so maybe other people don't need that, but set aside some time, like maybe office hours from, you know, 8 to 12 on Fridays where people are free to maybe make an appointment to talk with their supervisor about any kind of issues they may be having or just kind of how they're feeling, just to check in to make somebody know that they're there. One of the things about working remotely is that people can often fall into those feelings of isolation. It gets to be, you know, it can be really isolating. And especially if you're not a person who is introverted, that can be difficult to kind of manage and deal with because you're used to seeing people every day. You know, studies tell us that most of the time as adults, our friends are at work. Our social circle consists of our colleagues. And so if you're isolated from them, you know, especially when we're supposed to be doing social distancing anyway, so you're not going out with friends, you're not, you know, having dinner with people that you went to college with, that sort of thing. You're not doing that anymore. It can be really isolating. And so I think just making room for intentional ways to connect with each other is a great way to kind of combat those feelings of isolation, help people feel connected. Because the whole point is that you want people to still feel like we're part of a team. Mm-hmm. Even though you're at your house and I'm at my house and everybody's spread out however far along the way, you know, we're still a team. We still work together. And in prior positions, I have worked with teams that were spread out all across the state anyway. So this isn't a really new concept to me, but I will say that I've seen it done very poorly sometimes and I've seen it done really well. And I'm very grateful for the fact that we do it and we work together very well here. But making sure, again, that intentional communication, making sure that we're checking in on each other, and checking in more than just about work, you know, is also a great way to go. Because a lot of times, especially when we're talking to our supervisors or even our colleagues, if they only call us to talk about work, then, you know, you don't have that rapport. You don't have a connection with them. And it can get to be antagonistic sometimes, especially when the world, the situation is already as anxiety inducing as it is. And so, you know, you want to keep the human side to it. You want to make sure that people know that you care about them and their well-being, not just that they got a report turned in on time, or not just that they, you know that there's a meeting with an important client on Friday, that sort of thing. So that's all I would add to that.
Yeah, no, thank you, Tio, for sharing this perspective. And, you know, you made one point that I just want to quickly talk about is the introvert versus extrovert, right? And I identify as an extrovert. And, you know,
this is
the time where I am fully working remotely. And so, well, somebody like me or others in spaces who are like me have to figure out a ways to be more intentional and thoughtful on how do I engage with my colleagues or, you know, friends outside? Because, you know, it's not just affecting a professional space, also a personal spaces. So that is something also to keep in mind, you know, depending on who you are and how do you want to be proactive into this challenging time.
You're absolutely right. Well, that is about all of our time. Thank you so much for that insight, Ankit. That was great. And thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you joining us for another episode of Coach's Corner and hope that you stay tuned for more.